Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
Not uncommonly, the yips and yeps of coyotes can be heard across much of Louisiana. They evoke images of lingering wildness in our heavily altered landscape. Ironically, when our area was truly wild, coyotes were nowhere to be found in this region. Their voices were instead replaced by the haunting howls of red wolves. As the dominant canid of virgin forest of the southeast, red wolves restricted the range of coyotes to western prairies for the most part. Weighing 45 to 80 pounds, red wolves are larger than coyotes, but smaller than gray wolves. Their name derives from the reddish color of their fur behind the ears and on the neck and legs. In the early 1930s, researchers from the Chicago Academy of Sciences discovered that many in northeast Louisiana were melanistic, being totally black. Socially, red wolves live in packs of 5 to 8 family members. Breeding pairs bond for life and have 1 litter per year. Their diet consists of small mammals such as rabbits, raccoons, and rodents, and occasionally deer. The fate of red wolves was sadly similar to that of many native predators that tend to compete with human interests. Aggressive government predator control programs coupled with widespread habitat destruction decimated red wolf packs throughout their range. Then, as their social structure deteriorated, hybridization with coyotes almost drove the species to extinction. By the mid-1960s, pureblood red wolves were restricted to the Gulf Coast region of extreme southwest Louisiana and southeast Texas. They were designated an endangered species in 1967, and efforts began to restore the species. 14 of the remaining wolves were captured to begin a captive breeding program. The species was declared extinct in the wild in 1980. Offspring from the captive animals were released on a North Carolina refuge in 1987 and later in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. The release failed in the Smokies, but about 100 red wolves roam their historical range in eastern North Carolina today. 200 others remain in captive breeding facilities. Human attitudes will determine if the mournful howls of red wolves are ever heard again in Louisiana. If the controversy involving the gray wolves of the West is an indicator, coyotes will remain king of the canids in Louisiana for a long time to come.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep from NPR News.
With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox.
This is Robert Siegel, host of All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, I'm Kelby Uchley.
The best of Broadway. I'm your host, Mark Henderson.
Welcome to Midday Classics. I'm Jason Reinhardt.
This is Vocal Vibes, and I'm your host, Deborah Chandler.
Jazz with Bob Bramlow.
Exceptional programs on KEDM, made possible by listener financial support.